Welcome to Aspire. I have a dilly of a question, and I'm grateful for it. I was just looking it over here, and I'm hoping it will help you. This podcast is being recorded and aired for the 28th of September. And this is a subject that I am well-versed in, and I don't know why I really don't. I think it's due to my own futility when I was younger. And now that I look back at it, I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to share it with you. This comes from Kathy in Kansas City. And she asks, she goes into all sorts of things that she thinks I've taught and has helped her, and we won't get into that. But she says, why do you say that, are you ready? Generosity is essential. I don't understand. And then she talks about how little she has to give and how difficult it is for her to give anything and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, if people listen to me, I don't think they really understand what I'm about or what I'm teaching. They think of me as a philosopher or a minister or whatever, and they think that the things that I talk about have some sort of a motive or something about my survival or whatever. And it doesn't. It really doesn't. But yeah, I can't. I'm not here to convince you of me. That's not really what I'm about. So the reason I use the word generosity is because in the bottom line, if you achieve this generosity, which most people can't, don't, and won't, then all sorts of great difficulties begin to arise in a person's life that affects their health, their well-being, and their finances. So let me share with you. Kathy, it all depends on how you define generosity. For most people, generosity has to do with the matter of their giving. And while I would include that in it, I still would not say to you it is the sum and substance of it all. To me, generosity is first mercy. If I have no mercy for myself or for other people, if I do not see that I'm at the mercy of the person I've made of myself, I'm at the mercy of the ego, the pride, the vanity of the human self that we call Greg, then if I don't see that, I don't see any need for the second part, which is the real generosity, forgiveness. Those two things, mercy and forgiveness, define generosity. They make generosity what it is, how it works, and the beauty of it. But if I don't have this generosity, if I don't live in this generosity, if first I am not merciful towards the stupidity of my humanity, if I just don't get how stupid Greg really is and his means, how he wants to live for a means to an end, I will miss the whole entire lifetime. And to me, that's a tragic thing. For I have found in my years of teaching, for a lot of people, especially Gen Xers and Gen Yers and Gen Zers and, of course, our millennial friends, they don't care about their life. This is something they just don't. They think it's all going to end. It's all going to blow up. What's the use of doing anything? This kind of attitude is not merciful, nor is it forgiving. So my message to them just goes right out the door. It never even gets, you know, to knock on the door. These generations that were raised by parents who did alcohol and drugs a lot and really left their kids to live and be raised by the school system, who let each other text and do the whole gamut of living off their devices, all of this is really detrimental and has caused our culture to change into a society that is ruthless. Mercy has to come when I realize I need forgiveness. Well, I realize I've lived a life where I know not what I do. This is very, very, very important to understand. And I don't think that most people can understand it because they live off of the deadness of a human heart that is selfish and prideful. And as long as there is this selfishness and pride in us, we will never see the reason for forgiveness, and we will never have the mercy to understand how deeply important it is to be merciful. It is deeply, deeply important. And for the most part, what can I say? This would change a person's life. The chain of events that has occurred in people who understand mercy and forgiveness as the ultimate generosity starts to, well, have its way with them. They start to live in a different way, a more loving, kind, more mindful way of living, where they're not filled with their thoughts, but their minds change. They are no longer interested in the perplexities of duality, right, wrong, good, bad. They're just not interested in it. They're only interested in what they can get and what comforts them and what they can have and all the other crazy things that they enjoy thinking will make their life better. So at the end of the day, when you really start, well, realizing it, if you're quiet enough to realize it, you will see that, oh, I did many things today, a lot of things, most of the things that I did are going to require forgiveness. I was not maybe doing anything that was awakening, anything that would bring about some kind of insight, service to humankind, building virtue. Now, here's the deal, Kathy, and listen to me well. The most important achievement a person makes in their life is not money or fame or fortune or reputation. It's none of those things. The most important is to gain virtue. If I am not a virtuous person, I will not be able to transcend. I will not be able to live a life that is truly significant for me. I will not understand the consequences of the life I have lived and how they have operated in my life, creating all sorts of mischief and havoc. More than that, I won't understand the deeper purpose for my living, why I am in this carcass and what that means. Why am I in this body? What am I doing inside of it? How does it perpetuate some kind of substance of meaning or significance? It doesn't. It's only interested in its own survival. You will start to see you and I have lived off of self-preservation, and that's all we're thinking about. And we pride ourselves on this self-preservation through money and power and reputation and what people think of us, and we miss the whole thing. Everybody is dealing with the unrequited love that lives within them. They wanted to be loved in a certain way, and we expected that out of other people. And we never really realize if the love I have for myself, the love that I deal with every day of my life, every minute of my life, is not good enough. I need someone to give me love. If I don't understand the nature of my human heart and how I have depicted it as the meaning of my life and how rude, lewd, crude, and mischievous it is, what kind of gift is that to give to someone else? It just isn't a very good gift. Not at all. And so there needs be some mercy and compassion for all of this, which is not something that most people are much interested in nor are capable of dealing with. So, Kathy, for me, it is all about mercy and forgiveness. And I hope that that helps you in some way. to create virtue within you, a sense of, well, honor and kindness in that honor. It is an honor to be with you, Kathy, and thank you for your question. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air next week, and I hope this helped you. Please forgive me. Namaste.